It's 8:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Twitter and Facebook this week shut down accounts tied to Russia, showing how effective trolls and bots continue to be in spreading misinformation. That's according to Colorado researchers who found Twitter users were more negative after interacting with trolls in the 2016 election. Tamara Silberglate-Lehman is with CU Colorado's Research Center for Democracy and Technology.
It's everyone's responsibility to understand the landscape of what's happening today with technology and democracy. And this type of campaign is trying to stir up strong emotions in users.
Researchers say the bots are designed to trick people into thinking they're interacting with humans, but the bots are actually controlled by computer algorithms. The candidates for a Colorado U.S. Senate seat have agreed on a debate date. Incumbent Republican Cory Gardner and Democrat John Hickenlooper will meet at the event sponsored by Colorado Public Radio, Denver 7, and the Denver Post. The candidates will meet October 9th for a 90-minute debate at the Denver 7 studios. For health precautions, there will be no live audience. CPR News will broadcast the debate across Colorado. The Pine Gulch fire near Grand Junction has not grown much since becoming Colorado's largest ever wildfire last week. Public Information Officer Eric Coulter says higher humidity and lower temperatures have helped, along with about a tenth of an inch of rain.
You know, we are still flying the fire with infrared to detect heat. So there's some very isolated heat pockets. Sometimes some of the big trees will burn for a little while. And so we're slowly kind of seeking and destroying those different little heat signatures that are still out there within the fire perimeter.
Coulter helped lead a tour of the burn site Wednesday. The Pine Gulch fire has burned just over 139,000 acres. It's more than 80% contained. Grand Junction has highs today near 90, in the 80s around Denver. This is CPR News.